And this was the word of the Lord. She had a little Saturday.
And may all of you have a very happy day.
The importance and respecting part of the Spanish Holy Week in the church of only 30 churches of the Eastern Pacific,
the Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the Philippines. This information came through a communication initiated by the CARICOM Secretary Ana Lamuena on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conclave commended the presidency of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM, who are highlighting the members of the faith. The commemoration highlights several personal relations with our members, which may provide scholarships for students and friends back to America. Apart from examining the many other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid arrangements to the 9th summit of the Americas scheduled for next June. The convening tour will be part of a routine coordination in charge of state department officials to involve the White House to use the reduction of civil Latin America from the middle and announcing the explosion in the country. Also, according to a response to Washington's plan to be provided by the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he is not attending the summit of the institution, although also emphasized that foreign neutrality will be a delegation. Other presidents of the Google and even the president of Argentina and the head of Palaz, the commander of the Latin American Union States,
People in the United States in our own province, so they never got a hashtag SOS USA.
People are also calling Cuba a trusted dictator.
dictatorship that they jail people for no reason.
Well, you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason?
Look no further than the United States.
It comes from the world's largest prison population.
This comes up with anywhere from 5% of the world's population. The U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population.
And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses,
the real criminals, the ones who crashed the world's financial system and put millions of people out of work,
the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers can
literally die on the job. They get richer.
Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters.
But the cops in this country spent the last year saving peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality.
In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested.
People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba.
As if medical care is so accessible here,
less than 7% of declared bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical.
Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level?
There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness.
We have the worst COVID response in the entire world.
I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us.
So the U.S. isn't attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression.
They economically strangle and attack Cuba because it's socialism relies on succeeding.
People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism.
The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and cast socialism because they're distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing us.
Over on the right-hand side, toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It's from a super much new level. It's going to come. We have all of our numbers, so if you listen to us live, the scriptures can be the... And sometimes, until now, that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a different one. So you can put down the browser all the way to the bottom. So you want to follow the number you click on it, you can put down it, and you can talk to the other speaker. Then you do a line with you. You can check out the list of food and posts on the web. You can real time, content, short, other good stuff, photos, and other things in the web. And you can just check out on the link. Again,
Despite the challenges by the bank to end execution in this part of the United States has been making intense efforts from the top-level contact to mobilize the drop and strong demand of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be included. It is in a situation in which this entire call
from the summit has been taking place under the demands from the countries of the region and the way in which the United States has been acting.
What can I really think?
The courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not attend the summit of America, and that as a country, they have happened in the past, who are accepting, who are presenting, the Cuban boys will be part in the summit of the America.
Loyola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan,
video footage and excerpts of services are now restricted and put ahead by the police force. This is what